A gentle breeze from Hashabai Mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting, waiting to sail your worries away. It isn't far to Hashabai Mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing, soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close your eyes on Hashabai Mountain, wave goodbye to cares of the day, and watch your boat from Hashabai Mountain sail far away from Lullaby Bay.
Lara's just sent me a note to say, this is so lovely. Michael is such a lovely man. Michael Dore is in our Grimsby studio this morning. It was lovely. And you can cop for some of that, I think, at Grimsby Central Hall tonight. Michael, morning to you.
Good morning.
You've got a set of pipes on you, haven't you?
Well, thank you very much.
You have got a set of pipes
and
on
it's,
you.
I must tell you, that's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra as well playing.
All right, OK. So you don't just hang around with, any old orchestra.
Absolutely, not any old band, no.
Yeah. Who are you hanging around with tonight at Grimsby Central Hall?
Well, no, it's not tonight.
Is it not? All right, tomorrow.
It's actually the 13th of December.
All right, why have I got tonight? We've got a bit of notice. That's better.
It is. I tell you why I'm here. I'm actually here today because I'm talking at the Grimsby Baby Care Dinner at the Oaklands this evening,
right.
Which is a fundraising thing for the Grimsby Baby Care charity. So that's why I'm here.
Right. So Hushabye Mountain, it fits in beautifully.
Well, it does. And the reason that I'm involved with the Grimsby Baby Care is that I went to do a telethon in America, and I sang that song with a whole load of kids who were then in their teens, but had been at a similar sort of unit to the neonatal unit at Grimsby Hospital in America, and they'd all survived because of the care that they'd had at the neonatal unit in the hospital there.
Right. So
that gave me the idea that I wanted to help some way in my own hometown.
So the career's going all right then if you're singing in America. You're doing not bad for yourself.
Well, it was a fundraising thing. So they flew me out there and they put me up and all of that sort of thing. But the idea was to raise money for the charity there, and I thought I want to do the same sort of thing at home. So I've done a few things. A concert I did at the Albert Hall, the charity raised money to send for a raffle to send people to the concert, and it raised money for a Glidoscope, which is now at Grimsby Hospital in the unit there.
Brilliant. So will you be singing that on the 13th of December at the Central?
I will. That's one of the things I'm going to be doing. And we're also going to be raising money at that concert for the charity.
All right. And you, who's supporting you? Which Philharmonic Orchestra?
Well, actually, it is the Philharmonic, but it's the Grimsby Philharmonic Society, which is the great choral society in Grimsby. And they're putting on the concert, and I'm their guest.
Right.
So, but I will be singing that song along with a lot of Christmas stuff as well. And the audience, you know, the things that the audience can join in, Christmas carols and all that sort of thing.
Have you played the Central Hall before? You have, haven't you?
Yeah, many times. Yeah, it's I played it, you know, when I've lived in London since I was 18. But as a kid, I used to play in the youth orchestra there. So it was very special. And since that time, I've come back to my own concerts there. And I want to sort of raise awareness of the Central Hall because it's a fantastic building. It's a great venue, great concert venue with great acoustics. And it's needing a sponsor.
It's fighting for its life, really.
It is, really.
If we cut to the quick.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd appeal to anybody out there who would like to come and join us in the crusade to save it, because it would be such a shame if the building closed down, which it could possibly do if people don't put their hands in their pockets, basically.
Okay. For this gig on the 13th of December, then, how much do they have to put their hands in their pockets, and where can they get tickets, Michael?
The tickets for that are from the Central Hall box office. I've got a number somewhere. It's 355025.
Sorry, that's 01472.
Yeah, 355025.
Okay.
So they can get tickets there.
And so what are you doing with your life? Are you constantly singing? Are you constantly touring?
Fortunately, it's a busy time. I do studio sessions and I do concerts, so that takes me all over the world, really. I've been to New York this year and to Bahrain, Florida, the Baltics, Holland. I mean, I've been all over the place. But, you know, in between all of that concert stuff, then I do studio sessions. So I'm at Abbey Road a lot, Air Lyndhurst Studios, recording.
Get you.
Things.
Which school did you go to in Grimsby?
I went to Hereford.
Right, okay.
Until I was 18.
And was it always the ambition to do what you're doing, presumably?
Yeah, well, I can never do anything else, really. Singing was about the only thing I was any good at. So, you know, I'm so pleased that I've been able to do it for, you know,
And were you encouraged? Were you encouraged at school to be a singer? And did they push you to say you've got this talent? Go out and chase your dream.
Well, I think so. Yeah, and also, you know, we do things at school that, and there was only me who could do it. There weren't many people around who could, stand there and do it or wanted to do it. So they did encourage me, and sometimes they pushed me into doing things because they thought, you better do it because there's nobody else wants to, you know.
Chasing your dream, has it lived up to your expectations?
It has. You know, I've had a fantastic time. You know, I went to the Guildhall School of Music in London. That was the reason for moving down to London. And then I joined the Swingle Singers.
Right.
So I did that for 6 years. And that started off, you know, all the sort of international stuff. And I had a great time doing that. It's been it's been fabulous. And I'm so pleased that I'm still doing it. And
it's really nice you're giving something back to Grimsby. What do you feel when you come back to Grimsby? What do you make of the place
these days? I love, you know, it's my hometown, you know, and my family's here. And I come back as often as I can. And I like to come back and do concerts. It's always lovely to sing to people that know you and you know, you grew up with and all of that sort of thing.
So this gig, 13th of December at Grimsby Central Hall, it's a bit of a Christmas concert, isn't it?
So what
sort of stuff will you be doing?
I'll be doing, what am I going to be doing? When a Child is Born, you know, the Johnny Mathis hit, yeah. That's one of the things. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I'll be doing things with the Philharmonic Society will be doing things like Mary's Boy Child and...
Hushabye Mountain, obviously.
Hushabye Mountain I'll be doing...
What about Barry Manilow's I can't even say it. Copacabana. Well, because I've got you doing that in a minute. I'm going to go out with the programme.
Right, OK.
Will you be doing that? Or?
Again, that's with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Get
me. I've managed to, you know, work with them a lot. They've been very, very good to me. And in fact, I've got concerts with them at Christmas in London. At Cadogan Hall and at Watford Coliseum. They've been very supportive, as has the BBC Concert Orchestra. I've done a lot with the BBC Concert Orchestra, you know, Friday night is music night, that sort of thing. I've done that for, you know, 20-odd years. But you know, will you,
it's not a Christmas song, Copacabana.
Well, no, it isn't.
So you won't be doing it. So I will play it to go out the programme.
Right. Oh, well, that would be nice. But it would be great to see people on the 13th of December at the Central Hall.
01472 355025, the number.
Yeah, that's great.
Michael, it's really nice to talk to
Lovely
you.
To
All
talk
the best.
To you
enjoy.
Too.
Enjoy. I'm sure people enjoy your talk. Where are you tonight, Laceby?
It's at the Oakland Hotel.
Oakland Hotel, near the roundabout.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, have a lovely night. Michael,
thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Grimsby's
Michael Dore on the programme. We'll go out with Michael doing Copacabana. Get you in the mood for Phil White.
Yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended far across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 to 4. They were young, they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copacabana? The hottest but not the Havana. His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was a Scotty to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she'd finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then her punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood, a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copacabana? The hottest, but not the Havana.
What a fine vocal performance. Copacabana, that is. Hello there, it's BBC Radio Humberside.